Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Va'era in preparation for the upcoming month of Shvat, when Mekadesh Tchedesh this week, as we head through the middle of a winter, heading Bezos Hashem to a more open and beautiful world. Let me begin with one of my favorite kashas, which I don't think I mentioned in the past. And that is that Rashi here in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chavav, tells us very famously that it says, Hu Moshe v'Aaron, says Aaron u Moshe. One time Aaron first, Moshe second, one time the reverse. Malame Cheshkulim Haim tells us they're equal. Now, what does it mean, Aaron and Moshe are equal? I think we spoke about that a previous year. But the point here is something else, that when it says two things, one after the other, one time in one order, one time in a different order, it's telling you that really Shkulim Haim. There's a second place we find this by the B'nai Tzalavchad. We find the daughters of Tzalavchad mentioned in different orders. And again, Rashi tells us, Malameh Sheshkulim Haim. So it seems like a rule in the Torah, when you have a pair of things that are equal, you can't say them both simultaneously. You can end up saying one first, the other second. You might think the first is more chashiv than the second, so therefore the Torah changes the order. Avakasha. Number one, it says, Kabiris avicha vesimecha. Father first, mother second. It says, Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Mother first, father second. I would say, another example. Father and mother are equal. Kabiris avicha vesimecha, father first, mother second. Ishimai vav tiro, mother first, father second. So it should be telling us that they're shkulim haim. Yet Rashi and Kedushim, Parshas Kedushim, Perikot Tesbos and Gibel, says no, they're not shkulim haim. How do you like that? Rashi says it's Rashi. Why are we darshaning it? Why does Rashi ask? In one place it says father first, mother have a kasha. What kind of kasha? It should say, because shkulim haim, they are shkulim. You're going to tell me the halacha is if your father says to bring you a drink, your mother says to bring you a drink, the father goes first. That's not because the father is more chashiv than the mother. No, that's because ata v'imecha chayovin, because the mother also has a chiyuv to take care of household needs of the father. If, let's say, parents are divorced, then they're shkulim haim. So why not darshan the two psukim there this way, tzarchi and gadol? Similarly, the Gemara in Chagiga Yudbeis says, "Bereishis bara lekim es haShemayim ves haAretz." Shemayim first, Aretz second. It says, "B'yayim asayis haShem lekim Eretz haShemayim." Eretz first, Shemayim second. The Gemara darshins. What are you darshining? It's telling you Shneim Shavim, Shneim Shkulim. They both are equal chashivas. That's why one time one is first, and one time one is first. Tzarechi and Gadol. When does the Torah do it one way? When does the Torah do it the other way? Really, really. Needs some sort of a hesper. Now, I told you four places: our parsha, Benay Slavchad, Shemayim and Ores, and Avicha v'Imecha. It's the Gemara in Brachis in the seventh parak. And I remember being the Rebbe Yosher's shir for this Gemara. I used to go to Rebbe Yosher's Shabbos afternoon shir. Two Shabbos, sometimes three a year when I was in Eretz Yisrael. So in every Masechta, I learned about one daf by Rebbe Yashav. He used to finish a little over an omer a week. So about a blot in each Masechta. And the daf that I was Rebbe Yashav was in the seventh parak of Brachis. The Gemara there, famously darshins. The Pasuk says that there are seven fruits with which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Eretz chita usa'ira, gefen te'ina v'rimayin. Eretz zei shemen udvash, it mentions the seven fruits. So it says the fruits are the order of kedima. And the order of what do you make a bracha on if you have these fruits in front of you? So it's in the order of the pasuk. How so? It says the word eretz twice. It says eretz and then five fruits, chita sa'ira gefen te'ina v'rimayin. Then it says again eretz zei shemen udvash. The kasha was, why does it say Eretz two times? First I got to tell you, what's the order? So Gemara says it goes by the order of what says close to Eretz. So Eretz Chita, that's first. Eretz Zeshemen, Zayis is second. Third, Eretz Chita Usaira, Saira's third. Fourth, Eretz Eshem and Udvash. So therefore, tomorrow month are fourth. In other words, the order goes Chita, Zaya, Saira, Tamarim, Geffen, Tei, Nevarim. It doesn't go in the order of Pasuk. It goes in the order of how close it is to the word Eretz. The question, I believe, was, so why does the Torah do it in such a strange way? If the order is, whatever it is, just say Eretz once. Say Eretz, Chita, Zaya, Saira, Tamarim, Geffen, Tei, Nevarim. Say it once. Why do you got to do Eretz, Chita, Saira, Geffen, Tei, Nevarim? Eretz, Hashem, Udvash. Says Eretz twice. We go according to what's closest to Eretz. Why not just say all seven in order? Emfert, I think it was a Pnei Yeshua. Emfert, or maybe it was Rabbi Yosef's own Teretz. He answers, no, if it would say Eretz, Chita, Vizay, Shem, and Sayur, Udvash, Geffen, Tein, Nevarim. If it would say one time Eretz in all seven, I would assume Shkulamheim, they're all equal. You can't say them all in one shot. So I would think if it says seven, it means that they're all the same. So it says Eretz twice to tell you to Darshan based on what's closest to Eretz. What? If it said Eretz in seven in a row, I would say Shkulamheim. I thought I only say Shkulamheim when I have contradictions. Oh boy, this is so confusing. Okay, one of you, I don't know if anybody will find an answer. You'll probably find more cases in the Torah, but I mentioned five. Let's move on to something that's more clear. Today, the Levi's Aliyah, V'nasati Ois Alechem Moi Rasha, I will give Eretz Yisrael to you as Moi Rasha, as something that's an inheritance. It doesn't say Yerusha. It says Moi Rasha. The Gemara of Avavasu Kufches, Darshan from here, that Eretz Yisrael is given to you to be Moirish, to pass on to the next generation. Because those who left Mitzrayim never inherited it. Because they didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. They died in the Midbar. They passed it on to others. What do you mean they passed it on to others? If they never got it, they never passed it on. So Gemara says, no. Meisim Yershim Esachayim. The way Yerushas Eretz Yisrael worked is those who entered Eretz Yisrael, each was designated a chelik. That portion went back up to the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and then the Yitzhak Mitzrayim inherited it back down. That's Rabbi Yonis and Sheet, Rabbi Yoshi. Another man, the Yama, says, it's always divided among the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, even though they were not alive. They got it in order to pass it on. We learn from this pasuk, it's one of the two sources in the Gemara, and the Sati Yitzhak Moi Rasha, you leave Egypt, you'll never own it, but you'll own it to pass it on to your children. It needs an explanation why such a sort of idea of being Yerusha of something where, what kind of Yarshim are there? You know, Yarshim, why are you calling it Yerusha? Man, the whole thing needs an explanation. So I want to share with you a Ketzais HaChayshin. The Ketzais, the Simen Reish Nun Beis, says, in the name of the Rashba, a very basic difference between giving something away through Yerusha and giving it through a gift. Sometimes a person gives a gift that when he dies, or a minute before he dies, something should be a gift, or Matnashchiv Meirah, he declares a gift, and it should go to a person. There's a very big difference. Yerusha goes seamlessly. It's automatic. Whatever it is owned 1 second by the father, the next second by the one who inherits. A matana is achar misa. A matana is something that has to happen. It does happen after Misa, but it happens afterwards. Now, you'll tell me what's the difference. I'll give you an example. The Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches, says, if I own something, I have to do a kinyan to give it away. If I own something and say, Dim de Dvar Main Libay, I won't have any connection to it. I still own it without a kinyan. Let's say I don't own something. You want to give it to me as a gift. I say, Din v'dvarim ein li b'zeh. I won't have no connection to this. You give it to me as a gift, it does not become mine. I can refuse it. So what I already own, I can't refuse it. I continue to own it. What you give me as a gift, I could refuse. What about a Yerusha? What about a Yerusha? The Rashbam says there, being some of the Gemara elsewhere, that by Yerusha, you can't refuse it. If you say, Dim v'dvarim ein li b'sodazu, I would have no shachas to the field. And then somebody dies and leaves it to you as a Yerusha, it's yours anyway. Inheritance is something which is an automatic, is something that's inherently connected to you, has a shaykh to you directly. It doesn't have to become yours. You're in line to have it right now, and it automatically becomes something that's yours. So that is sort of inherent in the person. There's a continuity from the Meirish to the Irish. There's a single ownership. It's an ownership of father to son, to son to son. It's one big ownership. It's not something that is separately given. That's why the Torah says, Torah tziva lanu meisha meirasha kilas Yaakov. Torah is meirasha. It's given as Yerusha. You say, why Yerusha? Every Jew has his own connection to Torah. He doesn't have to inherit it from his father. No, Torah, you do have an inherent connection to Torah. But that connection is father to son to son to son, the 100 generations since Sinai. It's all one big ownership, one continuous ownership, a continuity. Because by definition, Torah is something that's a continuity from parent to child. The chiddush here is that Eretz Yisrael is the same. Torah, we understand. Torah is one long hemshech. Eretz Yisrael, too. Eretz Yisrael is meirasha. It's something that's one long hemshech, one long connection. Something we need to get straight about Eretz Yisrael, that it's not a place where Jews go. It's not a place where Jews live. It is the place of Klal Yisrael. It's the place where Klal Yisrael is rooted. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Escha l'goy gadol. Go to Eretz Yisrael, make you a big nation. Zok Rashi. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Jews thrive in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the message. Nasati oisolachem meirasha. I'm giving it to you, Yotzei Mitzrayim. You'll never own it. But it's one hemshech. It's one continuity. It's your land to child to child to child to child. One long stretched out ownership of meirasha. And that is the idea of it being a meirasha. That's the whole idea of this manner in which Eretz Yisrael was Neschalka L'Shvatim, back up to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and through the Yotzei Mitzrayim back down to all of the generations. It has to be one straight. If you get it to Yisrael now, it's one Hemshach. It's a Hemshach to Yezedis. It's not you, it's a Hemshach to your grandparents, to whoever originally went to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is one big Hemshach with Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Kiyum HaMitzvos, all one. And so, one technical difficulty, Shkula Veim, and one Musar Gadol for these days, we should be Zeicha, to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael now, because Mashiach came, at least we should be there now to be Mushpoim, to Chaparayim, to absorb the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. May we all be Zeicha to be there, be Koroiv Mamish. A good Shabbos to one and all.